Blog Talk Radio. a bed into an eye water, let the hungry be fed, the naked clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver Ananias from the hands of our enemies, that Ananias must prove fruitful in these perilous days when our enemies are passed away and decayed in the depths of the sea, in the belly of the beast. Oh, give I and I a place in thy ever-living kingdom. Through the power of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the conquering land of the tribe of Judah, the light of himself and the light of this world, and I bind majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, the Rastafari, first ancient King of Iration. Yes, I am really thankful that I have this opportunity this evening to really share with ones and ones some of the works of the icon, Rastenwine Morgan. It is too much for this one program, but I'll try to make it as much as possible to satisfy our taste for tribute. And so I start in the rendition of his son's group, Morgan's Heritage. I've been playing this for more than a year now, and this is even much more relative to the occasion. So I am really going to go into other things beside Brother Ben Roy, but at the same time, we must realize that there's advertisements and there are other things that's going to take up a few minutes, especially recognition of certain organizations, certain people, but definitely what we are about is really to celebrate the life of Brother General Morgan. And we're starting with his children, the Morgan's Heritage. You know, Brother General had over 30 children, or just about 30 children. And, you know, that is something special about him. He was that type of a man, a father.
I and I will stand up and fight for all rights. I and I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. Troubled world, yes I know, the signs of the times, yes he shows, see corruption as it grows, when will it end, only Jaja knows, and so much injustice, we gotta fight it, good over evil must prevail. Is too much for a fool, cause we've got the knowledge of where we to mold them. Jah is in control. To be free, it's not an easy way. in society. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. I know signs of the times, yes, it shows. See destruction as it goes. When will it end? Only Jah Jah knows. And so much injustice, we've got to fight it. Good over evil must be there.
Yes, my people, yes, my family. First, we must acknowledge that Jah is in full control. And we must make sure we walk in his footsteps. Yes, into life forevermore. It's no easy way out, but he's in control. And I want to really to how I met Brother Ben Roy Morgan, it was the year 1997. I traveled from Jamaica to New York and with the intention of joining the Ethiopian World Federation, if it was the organization that it was generally considered to be. And when I came, I found Father Penny Cook, fully in charge of operations and was doing a wonderful job. He had certain economic ventures. He had published the selected speeches of His Majesty and so on. We had an headquarters office, and there were disputes with other leadership quality people. And, you know, some of those disputes still exist. However, I went to the Ethiopian Orthodox Abyssinia Church for some reason. Yes, because then I am a baptized Ethiopian Orthodox. And there I met Brother Benoit Morgan and Brother Witta. Mr. Gerdes, he's called, he's a really a cultural artist. He has done some wonderful depictions, which in Jamaica you will have an opportunity of seeing them. You can't go around Kingston and don't buck up some kind of work, especially the Mountain View Avenue, where he resides. So, but then I was instantly made a great impression on me, you know, his expression, his conviction, and the stature of the man. And yes, during that period of time, they were making this very album that I am playing now. It's called Rally Around Shashamani. And I remember the studio, and I happened to go there one day when they were doing recording, so I'm a witness to this album being recorded, and it's a lot of artists on it, more than 10 artists. And yes, so that is just a little sliver of Brother Benoit Morgan. I'm going to be playing the album right too.
I and I will stand up and fight for all.
Yes, it's going to be a wonderful song.
about the thing. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh no, things gonna be alright. I know that the time is rough and tough, you can't give up. You got to hold on, you got to stand strong. Remember behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are Jah Jah full swing. The same things Jah do for me, He will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful, He'll be right there in your need. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing. Don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Some coming with raping, robbing and shooting, things got to rearrange. All they are doing is bareback biting. Things got to be changed. Babylon don't want us to live upright. They always putting up a fight. I know things got to change. I know things got to rearrange. The same things Jah do for me, He will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. About the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. You can't give up life so easy, my friend. You get to stand up. I know there is frustration sometimes in your life. You get to stand up, my friend. You got to stand up strong. The same things Jah do for me, He will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful.
Most man don't know, but it's a Bingy man that, yeah, in the early days, and I am on a top Bingy, but I'm doing that, trod the island Bingy time and time again, very, very devoted, hygiene, yes, and peaceful and loving, you know, and he made his contribution to the album. At the time, in 1998, there was a show at a club by the name of Club Large. And Rashai Lowe, and Everton Blender, and several other great artists really mash up the place tonight. Police come inside, a squad led by a female police officer, and she come in, marijuana full up the place, smoke like what, but they in action because they came expecting alcohol to be drinking there. And there was no spirit license applied for. So they came sure that they would find us selling liquor or drinking liquor. There was no liquor in the house. It was roots forever. And so they went out holding their nose, but they left it. I was at the gate that night. I was fresh from Jamaica, and the virgins decided that I should hold the gate with another sister. And we did that for the entire night, and the house was full. So, yes, this story is about Denver Morgan tonight, but I'm trying to bring in the Ethiopian World Federation, of which he was a member. He was a member of Local 12, the same local that I am now a member of. But at that time, I joined Local 1, and the event was set to be put on by the Ethiopian World Federation. I remember Brother Glenn had a big role in it, but I don't know how the benefits went or what happened, but I know it was a successful show from start to finish. And the Ethiopian World Federation is this organization. It's a very significant preamble. It goes like this. We, the black peoples of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom, and self-determination, to secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, to hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. And this constitution states in the early as part, Article 1, the aims and objects of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated shall be to promote love and goodwill among Ethiopians at home and abroad, and thereby to maintain the integrity and sovereignty of Ethiopia. Here again we go, integrity and sovereignty. To disseminate ancient Ethiopian culture among its members, you know, we have to identify what is meant by the ancient Ethiopian culture. It is the balance between economics and spirituality, really. To correct abuses, to relieve oppression, and carve for ourselves and our posterity a destiny comparable with our idea of perfect manhood and God's purpose in creating us. That we may not only save ourselves from annihilation, but carve for ourselves a place in the sun. In this endeavor, we determine to seek peace and pursue it, for it is the will of God for man. So you see that, you can see the vision of our fathers and our elders that created this organization. They were focusing on the future through the prism of God, you know, and that's what Brother Benroy Morgan was emphatic about, reminding us and bringing to, right in our faces, the presence of God. And in that, he was a total success. Yes. And there's other things that he did that is extremely impressive. As we go along, we will mention some of them. But this organization was created it was a royal edict from the throne of Ethiopia. This is not incidental. This is very important. Royal edicts are not being utilized by international nations anymore. However, at that time, the throne was the key. In the throne room, the leader was devoted to his people. Yes, and at some point in time, they decided that the monarchs were identified as people who were selfish and all kind of things. And they took Ethiopia's throne as an ordinary throne, and because they do not accept prophecy and the Bible and so on. They cancel out things like, you know, ancient order and so on, and mystic world and all these things. They try to cancel it out and make the world into some scary supernatural imitation of creation, you know. So we move on with this program concerning our brother Dan Roy. And Shashamani is the land where we were given by His Majesty. And we can quote from the Bible as we go along too. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. So the God that we praise, He fulfills His word that is coming from ancient times. So Shashamani, 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 Shashamani. I recognize that Empress Joy Mark has made a song. It's the most wonderful song about Shashamani I've ever heard. I will be praying for you in a future program. But right now, tonight, it's more than ever.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
Shashamani.
How great it is to glorify the name of the King. Yeah, rally round,
yeah.
Rally round, Shashamani. Rally round, Shashamani.
Collaboration.
This is to be inherited by family.
Bring it together.
edition on Stepping Out Show, Ross Warrico, your host. So we were dealing with the tribute to Brother Denroy Morgan. You know, he was born in Jamaica in the year 1945. Same year as I was born.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
Yeah, and he was, you know, he was born in 1945, and, you know, he met his first mother of his children at age 16, and they, you know, that was love at first sight, and it continued until he transcended recently. But the main thing is that he migrated to the United States of America in 1965, when he was age 20. I can recall where I was in 1965. That was the year before his marriage came to Jamaica, and I had just about resigned from the police force. I spent 2 years there, from age 18 to 20. So I'm just comparing. We were born the same year, and a lot of brethren who were born the same year, we are still colleagues until today. Or they are getting less and less each year, but nonetheless. But Denroy was on his 76th birthday, just a couple of days from his 77th. And he had a short spell of cancer. I suppose he was in Jamaica when he found out, and the medics could not help. So we have lost a physical body, but we still have the spirit of Brother Denroy to deal with and give thanks to the Almighty for providing such a character. Right. He had a great thrust in earth. He was benefited by having certain skills and certain characteristics about him that was pleasing to people. He loved people. He expressed that in every way. And you know, when he migrated, he single-handedly brought the parents and you know, his wife, children, 4 children, to America, you know, and his home was like a sanctuary for the members of the 12 tribes of Israel, but not only them, you know. He was functioning with the Abyssinian Orthodox Church. And you know, he attempted to bring all the mansions of Rastafari together. The bubbles, 12 tribes of Israel, Naya Bingi, Orthodox Church. You know, he spread his Pan-Africanist, you know, the anti-apartheid groups, Marcus Garvey, UNIA. You're not partial. As long as you're dealing with the empowerment of black people, that Brother Denroy was there. He was there. And God blessed him with a huge hit song. Yeah, I'll do anything for you. It was a bombshell. As a matter of fact, it was on a Billboard top 10 charts. And he signed up with RCA, one of the first Jamaicans to get a real big, you know, deal with a big recording company. And as you know, his children succeeded him in the music, and they won a Grammy Award in about 2016, thereabouts. And so, you know, the music is in the family. I want to hail up Michael Morgan, his brother. I met just 2018, but I met him under very good circumstances. They were organizing an event. The African Renaissance Movement was organizing an event for Ghana, and then the COVID came in and aborted the plans. I'm yet to hear when they will continue that. But we are here to support them. And I want to take the opportunity to hail up the people at the Eastern Parkway compound, the Common Ground, Yes, Brother Cliff Muhammad, Gustan, and Brother Francis Walker. Yes, Brother Arnold Phoenix, Cultural Arts for the National Action Network. Yes, he's the director of Cultural Arts, and he's been a wonderful job with us, shaping and molding, you know, and yeah, manicuring, and yeah, bringing us to the point where we can become pivotal presenters of the culture. So he has programs coming up for the summer and so on. You know, there's a lot of things we're gonna advertise. But forward to the Ethiopian World Federation. World War II affected the UNIA and the Ethiopian World Federation negatively, in that the operations were almost shut down. And it affected nations, around the world. That's why it's called a world war. And so, you know, it had an impact. Now, the founder for Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, it was Malku U. E. Bayen, Dr. Malku U. E. Bayen. He matriculated from the Hubbard University. He was born in the year 1900. And he transcended in 1940, the same year that Marcus Garvey, who was born in 1887, transcended. You see, these two great organizations, the founders transcended the same year. And as a numerologist, I don't miss those things that people call coincidence. You know, I really see them as mystical happenings. And so let us keep the music going, because that is really one of the things that make us so committed to what we're doing. You know, we have the artists who are looking at us.
Children of trade.
that's when the damage started being done to me. And recently I had a near-death experience wherein my blood vessel was ruptured. I was bleeding through my rectum, and I had an ulcer on my outside of my stomach, and I had a tumor on my outside of my stomach, and I had a gastric ulcer. All three were discovered one time through a colonoscopy, and thanks to Dr. Fort and his team of medics, I've recovered now, and I'm doing quite well. So Brother Benroy was the person who did all these things, had all these accomplishments, and he was paving the way for all his family, all 30 of his children. And he's been a great father, and he was farming in Jamaica when he discovered that he had these complaints. So I have an announcement for a special tribute to Brother Denroy Saturday night, the 21st, in Queens. Yes, I'm coming to that. Okay? So right now, I have to continue the music.
Coming from Ethiopia, the Orthodox Church, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie I, Shashamani, Shashamani. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. No petrol, no lighter. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, Production Master. Give thanks to life. Rise this morning and see your life. I will make mention of Rehoboam Babylon, and to them that knew him, the old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born there, and the king, and the king, and the king. Come and people burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out delusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out them corruption. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. Then start the war. Then cause the peace. None time to peace. None time to peace. The heat is on. The heat is on. All is iron. Nothing in the people's farm. Time so rough. Time so tough. When it a go come. When it a go come. When it a go come. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Fire happy burn this young cool down. Come the people out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out destruction. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. East, west, north and south. Bless African, bless Ethiopian. Shashamoni, Shashamoni, Shashamoni. Aye, aye, aye. Holy, aye, aye. Yeah, that's the far. I'm sorry, going up. I'm the Ethiopian people, them. The Orthodox people, them. Heal them. Bless the moment. Christ has risen. Blessed love. Holy, aye. Eternal fire, this is eternal fire, coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irita, Production Master, give thanks to life. I'll make mention of Rehoboam Babylon, and to them that know. The old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born here.
Yes, my people, this is the New Nation Radio Station coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. And we have, a very serious tribute here to our brother Ben Roy Morgan, who passed away in the month of March. I remember that night I had a show. It was a Thursday night when we got the news. And, they have had many ceremonies to celebrate his life since then. It happened in Atlanta, it happened in Jamaica, and it's going to happen in Queens at the Saturday night, and it's going to be at 180-05 Jamaica Avenue in Queens. It starts at 5 o'clock and ends at 8. Give thanks to Apostle Brenda Phillips, who is hosting the event. She is expecting Wonder Ones to come and give support and celebrate with her. And us on the common ground will be there. And we hope to have this Denaya Bingi order there for the opening of that evening. We hope to have the drums and certainly our presence. And but Iron and Brother Mikey White and Empress Dawn Henry and those of us who can make it, we are looking forward to your presence, you know, because we have to clear and share, don't we? Yeah.
Let me show you know this now. Right, you're not defend our people. We're not gonna defend our own kind of vehicle.
Rastafari, it's for I and I and I and I and I. It's the make we care and share, that time is now, that joy is there. So care and share, that time is now, that joy is here. So care and share, that time is now, that joy is there. So care and share, make we care and share. Then, we tell the youth them hold the order. Cause the righteousness we rather live in love, no show, no fuss. But that love, no man bother. Just live in one accord. Love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. Then, I am a nation and a farmer. Them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a time, ya. Yo, till I see I him send me on ya. To watch out, ya plant them can ya. Yo, this a red, that's a money, Mr. Key. Care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, so care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. Because care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, so care and share. When I rock the bar, right? Then. So keep it real, same way, same time, same day. I see hope and really, really never stray. So do not turn the youth them in a gear. So no me not play. So go on like you ever and play. Yo, let's keep it like that. You know me not go fight that. Them know say I come here and say. Yo, me keep it up there, up there, up there. Yo, me not go down there. Yo, me love it like the up and way. Yo, so keep your joy and care and share. Well, Rastafari, we'll keep it as it is. We'll tell the youth them,
Rastafari. Then, well, the glory and the joy when we share that thing. Well, I will not forget, but I will forgive. Yo, Rastafari. Then, swear that we fool, then swear we stupid, but man, I guess, and I see you, and that's the way. Yo, never say, yo, Rastafari. May I see man in at the glory every day. Then, will me hail me king, and what a joy it bring. Well, Rastafari, now phone me now go fling. Then, keep it real, yo, and I'm no bargain, and I'm no deal, cause Emperor Selassie, I am a the king of king.
Yes. King of Kings, can we give us some lecture on a practical mysticism? I'm going to read a quotation from His Majesty about practical mysticism, but first let me give us some examples. People look at them as coincidence. Is it coincidence when you plant a seed that it bursts and come up as a little plant and grow and bear fruit? Is that coincidence? Okay, well, let's find out. Brother Denroy is the topic. Brother is a brother to all of us who is in the struggle all these years, and we have to take time out to put things in the proper perspective, you know. When I came here in 2012, and there's several key personalities who have transcended since I'm here, and the numbers are getting more and more. So let's look forward a little. When I came, I was interacting with Brother ESP McPherson. He matriculated from the Unification Theological Seminary, which has something to do with Reverend Sun Yan Moon, his organization. I was occupying, as a matter of fact, one of his residences at 120th Street in Harlem. It's the first opportunity I had to live in Harlem, and that came as a result of Brother E.S.P. McPherson's transcendence, because then it was at his funeral that I went to when I met the Brother Teeks, who invited me, since I had no place to stay. I was put out of the first place I got in at Brooklyn Avenue. And, you know, I introduced the brother who put me up to Brother E.S.P. McPherson, and shortly after, within, you know, 2 weeks, he passed away. I went to the funeral there. I met his wife and E.S.P. McPherson's wife and others. And we tried to get the consulate to, you know, we didn't get a state burial in Jamaica, and they called myself and Sister Isma Pesan. Big up Sister Isma. She went to the consulate with me, and we sat with the public relations person who told us the bad news that they were not able to, you know, consent to bring the body to Jamaica and have a state funeral. So, yes, but there was action by people who cared, and they collected enough funds that you could get a decent burial and so on. So that started with ESP McPherson. Then, shortly after that, Teeks passed away. Teeks was the one who put me up in Harlem and thing. He put me out too, you know. These brothers have some mood swings, and you don't have to do them nothing. And they want to clear, just clear space, you know, cut and clear. Yeah, so I was put out, but the day I was put out, thanks to Sister Jen Morrison, she rescued my things up at Brother Al's and Sister Vicky's place, and there I went to Brother Ian up in Bronx, and big up Brother Ian from Local 26. Yeah, I helped to organize that local, and it came to my rescue. Thanks to also Brother Natural, Dwight Douglas, because he put me up for a couple of days too. And, you know, all these brothers were a great strength to me. Then there was Achille Rose, who actually took me on night vigils, attended by people like Al Sharpton and all that, when there was gun shooting. we would go out on the road at 11 o'clock in the night and stay out there and try to keep the road clean and so on. Yeah, it's, to a lot of people, it seemed like dangerous work to do, but we freedom fighters, we have our duty to help the people to bring calm. And that's why I mentioned about drugs earlier. The society has imposed drugs upon our neighborhoods to make money. Fentanyl is killing all our people, and they have no control over it now. And we have the duty now to bring about programs that can help our brothers and sisters who are drug addicts. So the mystic order that I'm dealing with is this. It so happened that brother, one of the artists that I was very much interested in and listening to his music a lot was Midnight, okay? Midnight changed his name to Akabeka. I was going to Brother Father German's radio show every Monday evening, myself and my close virgin, Menelik. We live like twins. I want to big up Brother Kaya and Brother Thibault, who took us under their control and protected us and gave us more than we deserved. I'm telling you, those virgins are so very special to us. And one big up Brother Milton Henry and Brother Jacob Masakai, Dr. Rhodes, all these people, loving souls, that we are going to come together and work for our people and get ourselves out of this calamity heading for annihilation. Yes, we have the organization set up by His Majesty, by Marcus Garvey and others. Hail of the Black Lawyers Matter. They're moving on the world right now, but I know they'll soon surface. Hail of the Black students around the world, but in particular in America. And we would like to revive the Black Students Union. Hail of Ras Nagram. Yes, from bachelor's graduate of Medgar Evers College. And I want to hail up also Brother Marlon from Ujamaa on Utica. And Brother Jarvis from Organic Love, yes, that was, those two places are really giving great service to Black people. And Computer Doc further down the road, yes, these are places that I frequent, yeah, because of the nature of the proprietors. And last but not least, DBF Printers, corner of Rockaway and Eastern Parkway, great service to mankind, yes. So the coincidence I was referring to, which I see more than a coincidence, is that Brother Vera Morgan kept an event at SOB one year. It was his birthday. And myself and Brother Menelik, Brother Ijewa, Brother Milton Henry, but Guthrie, saxophonist, yeah, Dougie, and we put together a group and we had a wonderful evening. It was, and we got a video of that occasion in our archive, so one will be able to see these events that we speak of. And it so happened that on another occasion, but then we'll produce another show at SOB. And this time, it was on my birthday. I don't think he knew it was my birthday, but I was invited. And that's the event that I saw Brother Denroy Morgan, Brother Father German, and Midnight Akabeke for the last time. Those three persons have passed away. And it's not COVID. So we have to give thanks for life and the liberty that these virgins had, because they were doing such a dominant work, and the work must continue. Akabeka was making great strides, but the Father German was bringing artists from all over and producing some great shows. We made a deal that you let those artists come to Florida where I was based and all that. It never happened, but guess what happened? We are not looking back, we are looking forward. And the common ground is going to do the work, you know? So let's get some more music going. Yeah.
And I say, blessed in the name of the Most High, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Baron of all of Babylon and the Bishop of Jerusalem, all of the coming and the coming, yo.
We have on the fire red hot down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red, red.
We sing the fire hot from a pagan. Because them the wind is the drop. Rasta come be burn it red down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red,
we sing
red.
The fire hot from a pagan. Because them the wind is the drop. Yow, yow, yow. We come for burn the fire hard. We burn it out the road until it reach in a them yard. Sight up the fire and run go drop for them yard. When them get not from them and we own the devil's bomb yard. But them for us still have the eye of him a famic yard. Jehovah Jireh, Jah blessed my Lord. One lead in a scheme, a plan and a truck yard. Rasta now go eat of them cause we done sister them a fraud.
Don't you know we keep it hot because it's red, red hot. That's how we peep they spot. And you know we won't stop. You see the way things is going. I don't see my people growing today. You better don't play. I say,
so
wow,
we are on this radar,
yeah.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
We sing the fire hot but not pagan. Because they know it just is wrong. We are on the fire radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
So come to set a strong foundation. Be all
red,
of the young
red.
Lion. Yo, wow. Yo, yo. We come to burn the fire red. Cause over the years them cause so much bloodshed. X amount of refugee of fear pack up and a fled. I sleep out in the night too. Them can't rest in a them bed. Some of them can't find a tea, much less piece of bread. Yo, starvation out to kill the people, them dead. Dusty Babylon, you put a bow flea or your pledge. Emperor Selassie bound to push you over.
Yo, and don't you know we keep it hot. Because it's red, red hot. That's why we beat this spot. And you know we won't stop. This is the way things is going. I don't see my people growing today. But no, we
so
don't play.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red.
We sing the fire hot for a pagan. Because
red
them action
is
it is wrong. We are on the fire red. Down in a Babylon. Just a comfy set a strong foundation.
Red,
we no come
red.
Here to be powder nor lotion. Because
red,
them action
red.
Is it is wrong.
Red,
yo, yo, yo. So tell them to sing slow. Cause the Rasta man don't see the way them a go. All the way about them a Uganga so blow. The whole of them a go reap the same seed with them so. All of you way a suck out and all of who way a blow. All who gone up on stage but them a go go. We not seen a better name for you but a John Crow. This fire way a blaze man it not go stop grow. Cause we a burn this radar down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
We sing the fire hot for a pagan. Because them doing it is wrong. We are on the fire red. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
We sing the fire hot for a pagan. Because them action it is wrong.
Yeah man, we have really fun in the footsteps of our people, you know, because then it's red hot. As we're talking about the practical mysticism, we'll be there in the quotation by His Majesty right now. Also in the island, well, it's on the birthday that I saw these people for the last time. And it wasn't planned as my birthday. The event was planned without my even knowing. And I attended it because then I wanted to see Midnight. I was such an admirer of that group. You know, I was painting him and all that. I never saw him because I do a little sketch painting, you know. And yeah, I met him the night and I wanted to meet him personally. Father German said, yeah, that's okay. You produce the show for Brother Denroy. You would arrange that. But when the show ended, almost everyone in the full house wanted to meet him. There was a long line from upstairs down into the basement. And I had to leave. I couldn't wait another long crowd. Everybody And he was so relaxed. He was giving everybody, you know, his prime time. And he was so close to passing away. I learned from a close friend of his that he was sick for a long time, but he was giving the people all that he could before he transcended. And so, this speech by His Majesty, it says, sincere mystical students enjoy pleasures which are moderate and therefore they endure. Their repose is short but sound and undisturbed. Their blood is pure, their minds are serene, and the physician findeth not the way to their habitations. How free are we? We are only free to move ahead or stagnate. Are we a slave to fate? Any human's life pattern shows that their adherence to government laws to which they might find themselves entangled cause them to realize that their free spirit is restricted to the dictates of the society or the environment in which they are immediately exposed. Such persons might resort to rebellious behavior upon discovering this about themselves, especially those persons who possess the hunger, ambition, desire, and longing for many new things on the part of the inner self. Yes, I'm one such person. I didn't read the speech before I identified myself. I found the speech after I became who I am. And I'm happy to see that the Emperor who I praise is so conversant with every aspect of my life. And I've written a book as a result, and I have several historic records that I would like to share with my people. And I'm being given the opportunity day by day. Once again, thanks to the Common Ground, and the meeting that we had yesterday was very productive. And I like the plans for the kids, because I've been advocating for us to keep events that children can attend. Can't we see that this society has separated us from our children, taking them over and leading them where they don't belong? We have to do something about that. So most of all, I want to say I'm so thankful for the producer of this show, Dr. James Greenburn. He has been so patient, he has been so assertive, and he builds confidence in people who he leads, and that is a good sign of leadership. And I thank him for the work he's doing, and I'm doing my best to make sure that we attract the right people, which is everybody really, because we want change. We want to see better come out of our people. We are not satisfied to relax and go into a comfort zone and say, well, life is such and we have to accept it. No. No. There's a purpose in life for us, and we are going to make sure that we fulfill that purpose. So I'd like to play another one of the Morgan's Heritage songs, tribute to Bishop Ralph Denroy Morgan.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
Church and state has come together to let your glory shine.
Imperial Majesty,
Emperor Haile Selassie I the first. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari. In the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call to set our people free.
Set that people free.
It's a call.
Thanks again to our producer, Dr. James W. Winburn, and he happens to be the international president of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, doing a wonderful job with his team of executives, and we hope to see him at the occasion on Saturday night, and yeah, when we come together these occasions, you know, it lifts our spirit, because we know we are in the same struggle. And I wanted to make a big announcement now for our brother Andre Small, this big, huge, massive drummer.
This is a calling in the name of...
His name is Small. Can you imagine? What is like a seed planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in due season. And what he is, what he has manifested, he is having 1,000 drums crying for peace in Harlem on June the 21st next month, the year 2022. His group is called the Afrikumba Utibe Drummers, And he's inviting all drummers are welcome. He says, put down the gun and pick up a drum. So we, this brother here is one of the better brothers who have assisted me too. I must take time out to give you a little taste of this. He, I love the drums. I set up an organization in Jamaica, registered it, 100 drums. That's the first and only, no, not only, but the first business I set up in Jamaica, 100 drums. Some of the elders know about it. We kept an event by the name of Imoja. It was using one of the principles of the Kwanzaa, you know, Umoja. I just changed it to I. And that's where Puma Jones met the members of the Black Uhuru group. And she danced on the stage in my production. And we were introduced to Ducky and the rest of the group. And history shows where, and she became a successful singer of the group, Yellow Brother Ducky and such. I want you to Brother Sizzla Alanzi. Yes. Very, very special brethren. I will make mention of him in every show until I see him. Right now the 1,000 drums, when I came to Jamaica and hear Brother Andre speak of the 1,000 drums, I said to myself, wow. I set up 100 drums in Jamaica, and a lot of people thought I was extravagant. 100 drums? But here is my brother advertising 1,000 drums. And when I discussed it with my colleagues, they said, oh, of course it's possible. If not now, but of course, we can bring 1,000 drums together. So big up, Brother Andre. They say your name is small, but I think you're a huge character. You play those wonderful drums, mastering them with your fingers. And you taught me a lot. You took me on the subway legally. We had permits and we were playing all over the big stations, you know, even like Barclays Atlantic and Fulton and all these places, Times Square and stuff. And that exposure was good for me. I've improved with my instruments now. I'm blowing a flute and singing, which I never used to. I used to chant, but I never used to really sing publicly, like go on stage and take a microphone and sing. Never did that, except for once with Fred Lux, way, way back, when he had the group The Lyricists and he wanted a harmonizer. He called me and I said, yeah, man, you can do it, man. And we did it. He reminded me of it. I never really considered that a performance until he said, yeah, man, you forget, so you just buck me up one time, man. Yeah, you know, Fred Lux and the whole crew. But a Buxton, but a Booker, Matutu, I, all the virgin them from the Congo Basin. Yes, all the ball them who play for Congo Lions and thing, our football, or all Nazi football team. I remember we went to St. Anne's Bay and play against Burning Spear team, Carrots. And we went to where to play against. Yeah, Milo scored. We get one of Milo scored a goal on the left hand side when he was left back, and then beat me down the wing and beat me goalie. And the same thing happened to me again. Wimpy Mitchell, the great right wing baller. Beat me down the wing again upon Arborview football field and score a goal. Booker, or great, the book was in the goal and went right to his hand that you considered so safe, you know. But those are history and yeah, them days they are great, skill cool, world-class baller. Used to live in Arborview and Sister Judy and, you know, those are the days, yes. And yeah, life goes on, man. And looking forward to seeing these people again. And the 10 years, and I'm not looking to do much more. I want to travel the world now.
And I say, blessed in the name of the Most High.
I'm not really.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
Shamani of a mind. time as Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari. In the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
Grandchildren, just use your imagination, 100 grandchildren together. Yeah, 30 children, 100 and odd grandchildren, and he, you know, they all rallied around him. And I want to heal up my family too, and all of General Morgan's family. Yeah, my daughters, Terry in Georgia, Shira in Florida, and your children and grandchildren, my grandchildren, Europe, John, Europe, your grandmother, Allison, Europe, cousin up in Georgia, Miss Chin, Oma, them and your daughter and the twins, take care of them. Yeah, and I hear my mother is alive in Florida too, but I don't know where she is died from me. But I have a whole portion of people over in Canada, about 20 to 30 of the family over there. So I hear two of them, and
I have a brother in New York.
Never! I determined last time!
Lord. Shakalaka, laka, 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 laka.
Hey, you don't know what? You don't know what? Again, life, boy, and I pray, bro. Blazing.
I ain't up there, nang, bam, nang, nang, you know.
It's African thing when you hear me dancing.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
You know what black people thinking.
Me go son nanga me nami nagi no.
It's African thing when you hear me dancing.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
You know what black people thinking. Africa me from and that's how we hear me belong. Beside the king in his throne, with the step time I'm on.
No place in Rome.
That's what I over stand. Not too much blood and bone for the fight of the nation. Back that where me mind is on a repatriation. No more about the man, me take out revelation. He said the man a black man and him will long.
Out of many me see we are one. So I Ethiopia, I'm a coming out. A black woman is coming out.
No more will I man. It's African thing when you hear me starting.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
So hear the prophet, priest and the king.
Hey, me go so nanga me nami nagi no.
It's African thing when you hear the determine.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
Man, oh man, I'm child in a ring.
From all the west, me all go head to the east. Ready, me go learn about the mark of the east. They know no justice, know no peace. Educated, liars, murderers, and thieves. Like ovens of all, cover never them a speak. Them Serasta king silent, them Serasta king asleep. Silent, river always run deep. If things they last, they drop a sleep. We are low, we are feet. So Ethiopia, I'm a coming on. Black woman is coming home. No more will I.
It's African thing when you hear me chanting. Well, Africa ball
determined.
And it's a Africa thing, Africa song.
Ah, ah, ah,
ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah,
ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah,
ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah,
ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah,
ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah, ah,
it's African thing when you hear me chanting. What a job you say they use them in a the ring.
Yes, I am. This is the Stepping Out Show with Rattler Cool. Near Nation Radio Station. No Angela Palm, Big Stone in a Jamaica. And Empress Mar with Groves, yeah. The UNI is a strong force in Jamaica. And one you know, the right honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, you know, he built a mass organization, like a government that went beyond mere civil rights agitation and protests and based itself upon a definitive well thought out program that will lead to total emancipation of the race from foreign dominion, if it wasn't for the World War and certain setbacks, which was destiny, of course. But he's one of the world's great organizers, that he was able to bring about, you know, some 12 million Africans worldwide. And he knew a lot about productivity. He understood the intimate relationship between the means of production and the character of the people. He recognized that consuming other people's products would not rescue us from subordination. And, you know, ultimately, freedom and independence is founded upon production, upon the creation of employment, upon the creation of labor, and the creation of products made by us for our own consumption. But I want to tell you something about him before I go to the celebration we had last week, we had a celebration of the May the 5th, Ethiopian Victory Day. I went through the program with that, but right now I'm going to finish up with Marcus Garvey's accomplishment. Well, he was in America, you know, and with this program of self-reliance, here's some of the things Marcus was able to accomplish. He had a grocery store at number 47, West 135th Street. That sounds like Harlem to me. Grocery store at number 646 Lenox Avenue, 142nd Street. Yes, Harlem. Grocery store at Lenox Avenue, 138th Street, Harlem again. Universal Restaurant, 114 West 138th Street, Harlem again. Universal Restaurant at West 135th Street. Yes. That is also, I know this is West. West is the upper Eli side of where the gentrifying, you know. If we are all out from the black people up there, but it's, Marcus had all his properties there. Universal Printing House, 2305 7th Avenue at 130th Street. That is also Harlem. Universal Mart Industry, 62 West 142nd Street. That is also Harlem. Black Dolls Factory, 3638 West 135th Street, also Harlem. Booker T. Washington University and Phyllis Wheatley Hotel, 3-13 West 136th Street. That is more than one property, you know, 3-13 West 136th Street. How is the Booker T. Washington University and Phyllis Wheatley Hotel? Then we have the UNI head office now at 56 West 135th Street. That's where the headquarters was. And the BSL office at 54 West 135th Street. That's right next door. Right? So, where was most of that getting all this money to pay for these buildings and ships and all them things there? Well, must realize, you know, we had to raise first. He wasn't getting it from the white support, right? Yes, he encouraged and convinced black people that they can support themselves. When they work, they must spend money amongst themselves and so on. And he got help from Panama. And Panama is one of the locations that I am investing in, my human resource and whatever other kind of resources I can accumulate. I've already started the exercise. I want to hear the bouquet and Rasaluta up there in Virginia. Sister Lucette, yes, I'm a companion and people and that, you know. Yeah, I want to hear them up for looking them strength in support of these activities that I'm announcing as the common goal incubate these projects. Prepare them that they can go into mainstream industries. I want to commend Brother Arnold Phoenix once more, and Brother Cliff, and Brother Frank Walker, Black Scientologists. I want to hear Sister Kumi from Church of Scientology, who gave us the opportunity to keep a...
Oh, could I turn I back on I heritage?
Yes.
Never! I determined that I
Me a
fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just preach. Jah is here, who give it life, life, life. Jah is here, here, but some don't know who to praise. Me a fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Too much confusion, I can't know that. Me a fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Me a fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Too much confusion, I can't know that. Me a fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Some a say church a god, some a say Anglican, and that no me no no fi condemn the man. Some a say I have been given, some a shout Israel. 72 year we father himself. On them, but no bother on them. Too much confused man a go on out that street. Me a fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Jah is here, who give it life, life, life. Jah is here, here, but some don't know who to praise. Me a fi bun them, I go run them. Too much confused man a pan out a street. Me a fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Me a fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Too much confused man a pan out a street. Me a fi bun them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just teach. Pick up the holy book. Pick up the holy book. Pick up the holy book and just teach. I say, look at the holy book, look at the holy book, look at the holy book, and just see it now. Take up the holy book, take up the holy book.
Yes, I am. The new nation, yeah? And it's the new economic opportunity, and we have our think tank working towards getting resources that we can help small businesses to go forward. And I think the team has been a good job of getting to know each other and gain confidence in our projects and so on. And we some comfort to the public. Don't worry. Just roll up on the sleeve and the punch put on, get ready for going under water, you know, because though can make this boat be leaving, you know. We're going on deep sea very, very quick, you know, across the Atlantic. So yeah, remember, this is your thing, it's not nobody's thing you have fun. The next train ship boat plane is your one. Right? So it's provided for you by your father and mother. Alright? So, we know that the 5th of May is our victory day, because in Mr. 5x5, the Emperor of Ethiopia, and in a future date I'll show you why he's known as Mr. 5x5. The astronomers know why, the astrologicals know why, and the numerologists know why. So why shouldn't you know why? All right. So yeah, Mr. 5x5. I'll just give you an indication. He was born on the 23rd, and that is 5, 23, 5. But it's also the 7th. 7 and 5 is 12, and it's 1892. So that is, add them up, and it comes to 5. And he's also 5'5", and the Ark of the Covenant is also 5'5", you know. He's the occupier of the Ark of the Covenant, and so on. He sealed up the 7 seals that we read of in Revelation, you know. We will come to those kind of educations in the future, and so on. But we, I have been here for 10 years now, and I try to utilize the time, you know, productively. And I say, well, Ross Wariku, are you ready for this? And I question myself, and I say, no, not quite. I was sent here by my guru. A year he passed away 2 years ago. So we have a next year, we have a next descendant who's in the astral world now communicating with I and I, giving us advice. And they can't be touched. They become the untouchables, the real untouchables, when they chanted like that, you know, doing the work of the Most High. Yeah, anyway, he gave me my ticket to come here, and I'm here 10 years now. And while being here, I decided to improve myself as much as possible. This in the land of give me the opportunity. And I took two courses with the Church of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard's Church of Scientology, Organized Succeed and Ups and Downs. They were very beneficial to me. Yes, I upgraded my sense of systematic endeavors. And as a result of that, that record in their files, a call was made to me by a pastor of that non-denominational church, Scientology, and they said, would you like to keep an event? We are expanding ourselves. We're going to AC and we'd like to come to Jamaica, and we see that you have a Jamaica connection. Would you like to keep an event here so we can develop a relationship? And I said, certainly. I'll choose a date and let you know. And I look around on my calendar, I saw that the 5th of May, I didn't see anything planned that I could depend on. So I said, okay, call back and say, can I have an appointment to talk about it? And we met at the Broadway location headquarters, and it was done. They recommended me, and I got the venue in Harlem, and the event took place. But I want to tell you give you an account of the happenings leading up to the event. Right into the mystic order I go now. I saw the easiest way to make a production, having so much experience in producing things like this, I decided that I would use just one artist or one set of people, that I didn't have the complication of moving around for transporting a lot of people and rehearsals and all that. So I identified my brother Aswad, who is a great performer, and his wife also a great performer, and his children great performers, well known, travel the world and so on. So they agreed immediately. And so leading up to it, the address in Broadway is 227 46th Street. The address in Harlem is 228 East 125th Street. I got it confused and I put the 227 on the flyer. So I had to go back to the printer to change that, and it cost me money to make the changes because then I had already approved the wrong date. Okay? So it went on. I had only 2 weeks to do this production. So I kept visiting the printer to see if I could get, eventually they changed it, and when I was about to go and collect, my lead singer, Father Aswad, told me that he was not well and he won't be able to perform. Wow. So reconnaissance now, I think look around and say, well, I guess I don't know who to go to now, so we just have to take a new set of flyers and let the public know that he will be there. By the way, this was by special invitation, but I was hoping to have a Zoom participation. And so, only to know that I got a call saying that Earl Heptones, the founder and leader of the Heptones, another iconic elder, born the same year as Delroy Morgan II and myself, 1945, end of World War II. Yeah, we are the World War II production. And he volunteered to do it. Yes, he did. And it happened. Yes, it happened, and we have it now on record. The Heptones performing at the same time. Yeah, man, that is for Earl Morgan, man, I tell you. So we're going to really, until now, we only have a few minutes leave now. We're going to really wind forward now. I always get a one scissor in my program, and I feel even one, because you don't know it already.
Now you see what's happening. important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. As long as I'm feeling very well, all those white fingers and all go so well. The most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. As long as I'm feeling very well, so all those white fingers and all go so well. One and only. Damn, someone came along and discarded. You've been prodded. Too much fucking back stuff in the suit. Let me introduce my dudes who do them fools. I love the people there from my youth, especially my mama and my dad who provide me your room. I took my food and keep my fucking glass full of juice. Damn, my children so beautiful, my roots. My girls are beautiful, yo. I'm telling you know the truth. And no one gonna get my blessing. It's the first truth. Absolute, they never will pollute. But the most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. As long as I'm feeling very well, all those who I see they can all go to hell. The most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. As long as I'm feeling very well, all those who hate me they can all go to hell. Woo!
One and only.
Well, me don't bank it, got it on me pocket. Stack them things and me valley and bit of branches.
One and only, no, they can't control me. One and only,
no, they can't, they just can't come. The most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. As long as I'm clean very well, so all those who hate me, they can all go to hell. The most important thing is your life. Yo. Hey, leave out on me right. Yo, this is a talent you're working out for your life. Whoa, they want to see you fall, but for what? As they protect your life, because that's all you got. Hey, it's when money sucks, don't show me that. You're a scum, you're a bomb. I said, I know you're not. One life to live, I leave it over each day. Your fucking business, if you wanna throw it away. Most of protect me, I pray, that's what I say. Because I never give a shit. The most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. As long as I'm clean very well, those who hate me can go to hell. The most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. As long as I'm clean very well. Life is a blessing. A blessing once you had it. Oh, protect it, guard it. Some say that's a regard it. Damn, someone came along and discard it. You've been fraud it. Too much fucking boxed off in the suit. Let me introduce my dudes who do them fools. I love the people who came from my youth, especially my mama and my dada who provide me your room. I took my food and keep my fucking glass full of juice. Damn, my children so beautiful, my roots. My girls are beautiful, yo. I'm telling you know the truth. And no one gonna get my blessing. It's the first truth. Absolute, they never will pollute. But the most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right.
Yes, and we want to thank all the wonderful performers, the sister of me, Mr. Dave. I want to acknowledge Ross Iron, yes, and Ross Andre Small, the big man who have 1,000 drums crying for peace at the Marcus Garvey Park on June 21st, 2022. I want to hear of Ras Aswad. I want to hear of Empress Aidama and the UTM, big UTM, you know, yeah, big traveling all over the world. Them African love drums and her dancers, her two daughters. It was wonderful. A 84-year-old man get up and dance and say, now him know him heritage, me about black heritage all the while, and now him know about black heritage, first experience of real black heritage, fully, and it was all clean and, you know, on a divine level to the other than I have been, you know. I want to acknowledge Russ Yabo, yeah, Junior Vera Byrne, the producer of Coral Garden Incident documentary, and man who performed with the Lion King in Broadway. Yeah, man, thanks for your presence all of you. Thanks for Brother Earl Morgan once again. Thanks for my executive producer, Arnold Phoenix. Thanks for Brother Honey Cox Saxton, who did a wonderful job as engineer. And thanks to the pizza man who brought complimentary pizza. Thanks to Kumi and the Santa family. And we're looking forward to do another event during the next month, as we were invited to. And of course, we are in Broadway once a month also. Thanks, Brother Arnold Phoenix. So this is the Stepping Out Show, a New Nation radio station. We are going over and out with feeling real, real, real good. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be
shine high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. Feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world. In a bold world for me, yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life.